The show is live and local. It's your performance connection, and we'll be connecting today with two different musicals in the Champaign-Urbana community, which of course are open to all, both of which happen to open on Thursday. First, we'll be hearing singers from the Celebration Company at the Station Theater's production of the musical Hairspray. We have director Dallas Street and company with us. And then second half of the show, we have members of the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company's annual Kathy Murphy student production, West Side Story, which also opens Thursday and runs for a couple of weekends. And we're looking forward to hearing previews of both of those shows. Hope you will be, too. Stay with us.
Against the sharks, we need every man we got.
And we heard a bit from Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story. That was the prologue and a little bit more. And that is a focus, a feature we're going to have on the second part of today's show, the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company's production of the musical, which opens on Thursday. Also opening on Thursday at the Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana is the musical Hairspray, which is of a very different nature, except that, well, there's music and there's singing and there's acting. And other than that, not a very similar show at all, but both are a lot of fun. And we have with us quite a number of cast members from the show. We also have the stage director, the music director, the vocal director. We got the works here. Including Dallas Street, who is stage director for Hairspray. Thanks to everybody through you, Dallas.
Thank you for having us,
guys. For coming in. So the Hairspray I know is the movie.
Yes.
Is this the same thing?
It is very much the same thing with a lot of fabulous songs, a lot of fabulous costumes. It's it ran forever on Broadway. I'm one of the biggest fans of the show. I saw it three times on Broadway. Original cast, I went back midway through its run just to get another jolt of adrenaline when I was in the city. And then I went back the final week when Harvey Fierstein and the original Tracy returned to say farewell to the show. And it was still as electric and fabulous as it ever was.
Do I remember that Harvey Fierstein plays the mom?
That's right. Originally in the John Waters movie, it was played by Divine. And Harvey Fierstein played the mom on stage and John Travolta in the film.
So do me a favor, and we lost something here. We lost some of our sound, I think. I'm hoping that people are actually hearing us. We'll find out shortly enough. So the movie came first?
Yes, I believe it was 1988. And then 2002, they did the stage adaptation of it.
So Divine never showed up on stage?
No. Unfortunately, Divine died shortly after, maybe a few weeks after the movie opened.
Oh, really? I was going to say maybe he was too dead to be on the stage. But
that's very much true.
But I didn't realize it was quite that close, quite a character. So first, why don't you introduce your staff? For us.
All right. Well, we have our musical director, Adam Patrick Moore, and our vocal director, Mary Eisenhart. I've worked with Mary many times in the past, and this is the first time working with the fabulous talents of Adam, who's a whiz on the keyboard.
Yeah, well, I just heard him working away at that a bit ago, and I'd have to agree. Sounds pretty good from outside the studio. Just kind of maybe we'll introduce all of our characters here in the role of Tracy. Is it Turnblad? Do I remember the last name? Is Emily Durham. And as, oh, this has got to be great, as Edna, her mother, Jim Dobbs, little Jimmy Dobbs, as he called himself earlier. Yeah,
that's true. We're having a lovely time being Edna this summer.
I'm sure that we are. The ever-talented and outrageous Grant Morenz in the role of Wilbur. Who is Wilbur?
Wilbur is Tracy's father, and Edna's glorious husband.
Oh, that's got to be quite a pairing. Man. Quite a pairing. In the role of Penny, we have Ellen Fred. In the role of Link, Kendall Johnson. Kendall's been on this show before. As in the role of Brad, somebody I haven't seen in a long time, Chris Keeley, who I mostly know as a bassoonist. Are you even still playing bassoon? I'm going to be seeing your dad tomorrow night, but that's really not relevant to this conversation. In the role of Brenda, Lily Macklin. Where's Lily? There we are. As the role of Sketch, Andrew Haas. And I skipped somebody. Remind me, I didn't cross you off here.
Fender. Sid Hastings.
Sid Hastings. Yeah. Where are you here? I started to look that up earlier, then I got Sid Hastings. Fender. What kind of a name is that?
Cool name.
Cool name. Is it a cool character?
It is.
Yeah.
One of the nicest kids in town.
Out of a lot of nice kids or not very many?
In this case, there are a lot of nice kids in town. It's a very large cast of 24 in the Station Theater.
For those who haven't seen the movie or the show, give us a brief synopsis of what happens.
It's about Tracy Turnblad, 1962, Baltimore, and she wants to dance on the Corny Collins Show, which is basically a white-only show, although once a month they have their Negro Day, where black Baltimore is allowed to dance on television, but they can't dance with the white folks. And Tracy goes about trying to integrate the show, and she falls for the heartthrob Link Larkin, and then all set against a backdrop of the turbulent 60s, the early 60s, and then we have her mother, Edna, who goes...
Loves her very much.
And goes on her own journey of self-esteem, who's... She usually stays home and irons, and Tracy drags her out of the house. And a song we'll hear later, "Welcome to the '60s," but it's wonderful, and it has a great theme of acceptance and, you know, relations, race relations, and just then it's still very much timely because there's still so much work to be done on all avenues of equality,
to say the very least. Well, let's have our first song. What's it going to be? And Mary Eisenhardt, as the vocal directors, why don't you let us know what's the setup to this song?
The setup? This is the beginning of the show. This is the very top of the show, and it's called Good Morning Baltimore, which, of course, is where Hairspray is set.
And where just about all John Waters' films are set, weren't
they? Yeah.
Yeah. He's a Baltimore guy.
And as Tracy Turnblad, Emily Durham from the Station Theater's production of Hairspray here on Live and Local.
There's the bum on him. every step. I know every song. I know there's a place where I belong. I see all the party lights shining ahead. So someone invite me before I drop dead. So, give me a chance. Cause when I start to dance, I'm a movie star. But my feet tell me go. It's like a drummer inside my heart. Oh, 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 don't make me wait one more moment for my life to start. I love you, Baltimore. Every day's like an open door. Every night is a fantasy.
Wow, I thought I was on Broadway here. I feel like I'm on Broadway. That was a great job. Emily Durham as Tracy Turnblad from the musical Hairspray, and a cast of thousands right here in our studio, or maybe 9 or 10. How much of the cast is this?
This is probably a little under half. We have a cast of 24, and they're
at
really
the Station
at
Theater?
At the tiny Station Theater.
Wow.
And they're really, everyone contributes immensely. I'm just overwhelmed by the talent that everyone has. The sound we're putting out, the characters, the dancing. You know, there's probably 15 numbers in this show, and no one is standing still. This show swirls for a good 2 hours.
And you got Grant Morenz to dance?
Grant Morenz is cutting a rug.
Emphasis on the cutting of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shearing it.
Shearing the rug. What do we have next? I should have acknowledged here, Adam Patrick Moore is the music director and pianist for that number and for all the numbers we've got here. What do we have as our next tune, Adam?
We're going into Your Timeless to Me, which is the basically the piece where Wilbur cheers Edna up. Edna's kind of struggling with some self-confidence issues, and Wilbur reminds her lovingly that she'll always be timeless to him. So
that's very sweet. Y'all have to know Grant and why I'm not very tacitly making fun of him. These are we have.
It'll be the first time.
It won't be the first time. Grant Morenz as Wilbur, James Dobbs, Jim Dobbs, as Edna from Hairspray, the Celebration Company at the Theater. No, Celebration Company at the Station Theater's production, which opens on Thursday.
Wilbur, suddenly I feel so old.
Nonsense, doll. You're as spry as a slinky. Whenever I'm near you, it's like grabbing hold of a giant joy buzzer. Styles keep a-changing, the world's rearranging. But Edna, you're timeless to me. Hemlines are shorter, a beer cost a quarter. But time cannot take what comes free. You're like a stinky old cheese, babe.
Huh?
Just getting riper with age.
Oh.
You're like a fatal disease, babe.
What?
But there's no cure, so let this fever rage. Some folks can't stand it, say time is a bandit. But I take the opposite view. Cause when I need a lift, time brings a gift. Another day with you. Twist or a waltz, it's all the same schmaltz, with just a change in the scenery. You'll never be old hat, that's that, you're timeless to me.
Wilbur.
Let's keep fading and Castro's invading. But Wilbur, you're timeless to me. Hairdos are higher, mine feels like barbed wire. But you say I'm chic as can be. You're like a rare vintage ripple, a vintage they'll never forget. So pour me a teeny weeny triple, and we can toast the fact we ain't dead yet. I can't stop eating, your hairline's receding, soon there'll be nothing at all. So you'll wear a wig while I roast a pig, hey, pass the jerry towel. Glenn Miller had brass, Shabby Jack was a gas, but they all pass eventually. You'll never be passé, hooray, your time is to me. You're like a broken down Chevy, all you need's a fresh coat of paint.
And Andy got me going hot and heavy. You're fat and old, but baby, boring you ain't. Some folks don't get it, but we never fret it, cause we know that time is our friend. Yeah, it's plain to see that you're stuck with me until the bitter end. And we got a kid who's blown the lid off the Turnblatt family tree.
You always hit the spot, big shot. You're timeless to me.
You'll always be de jour. You're timeless to me.
You'll always be first string.
Ring-a-ding-ding. You're timeless to me.
You're timeless to me.
You're timeless to me.
You're timeless to me.
Okay, so I haven't seen this movie in a long time, and I've never seen the show, so... You're getting your first laughs here. Find out at least how some of these will play maybe on Thursday, although I don't know if I got a typical sense of humor or not. Grant Morenz as Wilbur, Jim Dobbs as Edna Turnblad from Hairspray, which is opening this Thursday at the Station Theater in Urbana. It runs through July 9th with shows on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's right, except this week we open on a Thursday, shows are at 8 o'clock.
So basically nothing on Monday, Tuesday.
That's right.
So don't plan your calendar to go see Hairspray on one of those days. Dallas, how much coaching does it take these two guys to develop some chemistry?
Not very much at all. They're old, dear friends, and they really have an excellent chemistry together, that's for sure. I mean,
Yeah, I met Jim when I was 17 and he was 36. And now I'm 36 and he's something. So that's how long we've known each other.
And Jim, what are your particular challenges to be Edna?
Well, you know, there's a lot to get used to with all the gear and the outfits and that kind of thing. But, you know, mainly we're avoiding caricature. It's a beautiful story about acceptance, about not just racial acceptance, but people of different body types, real people, and also about sexual differences. And I think that's why John Waters had a man play Edna. I think that's part of the subtext of it. And so for me, it's to be genuine and affectionate. I am playing a mother. I'm playing a mother and a wife, and we're not going for caricature. The laughs are in the script, but we're trying to play it very, very realistically and tenderly in the relationships.
I'm sure you'll pull out a few extra laughs.
I will do anything to get a laugh, and you know that.
That's what I was getting at here.
I want to know. Jim shaved his chest last night.
Let's see it.
How's the stubble?
For our radio audience.
Has it started itching yet?
No, it hasn't.
Okay.
give it a few days.
Yeah, exactly.
But I've got some other news for you.
Is there a reason you brought this up?
No, but well, you
just to mess with me.
Just because it's a riot. You know, all of these people, I genuinely adore each and every one of these cast members.
With or without chest hair.
With or without chest hair.
It'll grow back.
We're having a ball. We're having more fun than we should be permitted to have.
Well, we're doing our best on the radio show here, too. What do we have next? Mary Eisenhardt as vocal director of this show. Why don't you do our next introduction?
Next, we're going to be doing a song called Welcome to the 60s. And this is where Edna kind of discovers, this. She kind of comes into bloom in this number. And it's, again, a very sweet number between Tracy and her mom. And Tracy kind of pulls her out of the house, makes her get out of the house. She hasn't been out since, well, we'll find out. We're going to introduce it a little bit more than that. But this is Welcome to the 60s.
And we're going to do a shortened version of it. But it's one of my favorite numbers in the show. It's talk about fabulous costumes and color and transformation. It'll be a great moment.
From Hairspray at the Station Theater in Urbana.
Mama, there's a great big world out there I know nothing about. When times get rough, a girl needs her mother.
Oh, honey, if that's the way you feel, I'll be right at your side. And together we'll claw your way to the top. And can't we do it over the phone? I haven't been out of this apartment since Mamie Eisenhower rolled her hose and bobbed her bangs.
Hey, Mama, look around. Everybody's grooving to a brand new sound. Hey, Mama, follow me. I know something's in you that you want to set free. So let go.
At the wiener stand.
Hey, Mama, take a chance.
Oh, Tracy, it's been years since someone asked me to dance.
So let go, go, go with the past now. Say hello to the light in your eyes. Yes, I know that the world's spinning fast now, but you gotta run the race to win the prize.
Hey, Mama, welcome to the 60s. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, Mama, welcome to the 60s. Oh, 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 oh.
Welcome to the Hefty Hideaway. Free jelly donuts while they last. Eat 'em up, girls. I've got 10 tons of taffeta inside.
Hi, Mr. Pinky. I'm Tracy.
There's my shining star. Television doesn't do you justice.
Mr. Pinky, you've certainly picked a lovely girl to put the plus in your plus sizes.
Now, Tracy, this can't be your agent. She must be your gorgeous big sister.
Oh, Mr. Pinky, you're twisting my hand. Well, I'm not her gorgeous big sister. I'm
54 double D.
Triple E.
Oh, Mama, I've hit the mother load. Step inside.
Welcome in the 60s. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, your Mama's welcome in the 60s. Oh, 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 oh. Mama, go, go, go.
Shortened version of that song, but it should be tantalizing, and I encourage you to go out and see this show. I know I'm putting it on my calendar already. I got to go see the movie again, too. But then why go see the movie when you can see it on stage at the Station Theater? I know you have another song prepared, and I'd like to hear it. What's it going to be?
This one is It Takes Two. This is where we get to meet our crooner, Link Larkin. He's one of the nicest kids in town. And sort of a budding Elvis kind of character.
He has aspirations for a recording career, so he's kind of using the Corny Collins dance show as his platform to advance to stardom.
In the role of Link, Kendall Johnson. And also arrayed in front of the microphone here as Brad. Are you actually playing your roles here, or are you just singing parts? Playing your roles as Brad's Chris Keeley, as Fender, Sid Hastings, and as Sketch, Andrew Haas.
Ooh, ooh, it takes two. Ooh, They say it's a man's world. Well, that cannot be denied. But what good's a man's world without a woman by his side? And so I will wait until that moment you decide that I'm your man and you're my girl, that I'm the sea and you're the pearl. It takes two, baby. It takes two. Without the power behind the throne, a prince is a pauper babe without a chick to call his own. So please, darling, choose me. I don't want to rule alone. Tell me I'm your king and you're my queen, that no one else can come between. It takes two, baby. Mrs. Claus has old St. Nick. Romeo had Juliet. And Liz, well, she has her pick. They say it takes two to tango. Well, the tango shall play. So take me to the dance floor and we'll twist the night away. Just like Frankie Avalon has his favorite masketeer. I dream of a lover, babe, to say the things I long to hear. So climb closer, baby, oh, and whisper in my ear.
Yeah.
Tell me you're my girl, girl and I'm your boy. That you're my bride and I'm your joy. I'm the sand and you're the tide. I'll be the groom and you'll be my bride. It takes two, babe.
Kendall Johnson is Link, joined towards the end there by Emily Durham as Tracy and other members of the cast of Hairspray, put on by the Celebration Company at the Station Theater. We had at the piano Adam Patrick Moore, who's the music director. Mary Eisenhart is the vocal director, and stage direction by Dallas Street. I want to say thanks to all of you for coming in on Live and Local today. It sounds like a fantastic show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It opens on Thursday, runs through July 9th. For more information, go to stationtheater.com, or you can call them at 217-384-4000. Our broadcast today on FM 90.9 is made possible in part by the Brown Bag Deli in downtown Monticello. Brown Bag Deli offers freshly made casual lunches and dinners, homemade pies by Inge, gourmet foods, and a wacky collection of unique cards and gifts. Brown Bag Deli encourages you to join them in supporting WYLL. And stay tuned next for members of the cast of the Kathy Murphy student production of West Side Story, put on by the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, which also opens on Thursday. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. We just heard a couple of selections from Divertimento by Leonard Bernstein, a purely orchestral piece, but reasonable introduction to a rather more extensive piece to which he wrote the music, West Side Story, which is being presented by the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company as the 6th annual Kathy Murphy student production. It opens on Thursday at Parkland College Theater, runs through the 26th. With matinees on both of the Sundays at 2:30. Every other show is at 7:30. And as the student production, that means that we're talking high school students. With us is Mike Galloway, who's director of the theater company, not of the stage show. Unfortunately, Sue Aldridge couldn't be with us. And also with us is Becky Murphy, who rather closely related to the unfortunately late Kathy Murphy. Mike, why don't you speak just a little bit to the Kathy Murphy student production? This is the sixth annual.
Sixth annual. We started it back, I think, when they first did Les Mis. And it's been, since I've been here, it's been an honor always knowing when this is coming up, because it's so much fun to get all these students from 14 different cities around. There's 53 kids in the cast. It's loaded with talent from, you know, the youngest up to the oldest, and it's been a lot of fun. And a lot of work's been involved, of course, with West Side Story. It's not an easy show to put on, and they've had about six weeks of rehearsal. So Becky's going to probably take a long vacation after this one.
Well, I was just going to ask Becky here about the whole choreography. One of the things that I wondered when I heard that they were going to do this show is how hard is it going to be to get people to dance like they do on the movies?
It was difficult at first, but the students really rose to the occasion, and they've been working very, very hard. And, you know, I think I pushed them and challenged them a lot outside of what their normal comfort zone is. There is a lot of technical dancing as far as turns and jumps and leaps and lifts that they may not necessarily have been exposed to prior, but they're doing a fantastic job, and it's really just made them challenge themselves that much more. We didn't cut anything as far as the dances. They've really done a nice job, and there is some very difficult dancing in it that they are executing very well.
So when you said you didn't cut anything, meaning you didn't cut any dance numbers?
Any dance numbers or shorten anything. It's all, you know, as written by Bernstein. So.
And a lot of the boys, I think, are finding muscles they've never had before.
I think so, too.
You can see them walking around kind of sore a couple rehearsals there, mm-hmm. but they've taken it on so well.
So was your challenge to simplify the steps so that everybody could do it, or just the heck with that and make it as hard as possible?
Make it as hard as possible and make them get to that level. And I think they have. They've really challenged themselves, and it's been great to see.
Well, we have with us David Kessler in the role of Tony, Kate Myers in the role of Maria. And David, I know you've been in lots of other shows for CUTC, including some of the student productions. Kate, I understand, is this your first at least lead role with CUTC?
Yes, it is my first lead role.
Not a bad one to start with.
No. Not at all.
And we have you both arrayed in front of the microphone, which suggests to me you're doing the first song. Could that be possibly true?
Yes. We'll be singing tonight.
And why don't you give, for those who don't know the show or forgot the sequence of songs, what's the setup to this particular song? What has gone on? And
okay, this is the famous balcony scene, and I've just met Maria, and this song, I'm confessing my love to her, basically.
And we have at the piano Kat Downs, who's done many of these shows before, been in here a number of times. And let's have it from West Side Story for the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company here on Live and Local.
Only you, you're the only thing I'll see.
And there's nothing for me but Maria. Every sight that I see is Maria.
Tony, Tony.
Always you, every thought I'll ever know. Everywhere I go, you'll be.
All the world is only you and me. Tonight. when you dream, dream of me.
Applause definitely earned by David Kessler in the role of Tony, Kate Myers in the role of Maria from West Side Story, of course, the song tonight. David, wanted to ask you real quick, of the various leading roles, of which you've played several at least, including at least one other in one of the other student productions here for the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, where does this rate in difficulty?
Oh, gosh. Well, the last student production I've done, I was Marius in Les Mis. So, I mean, obviously that was pretty difficult, but this is taking it to a new level. I think Marius had one solo song, and I mean, that was pretty tough, but here I'm hitting a couple, and they're all way higher, and the rhythms are more difficult, so it's been an awesome challenge, though. So.
You're going to get a reputation as a romantic lead here.
Hey, I have no problem with that. I love them. Keep them coming.
If you keep auditioning for them, people may just keep giving you the role.
I will. Thank you.
We have these cast members here from the CUTC production of West Side Story, which is, as we mentioned, the sixth annual Kathy Murphy student production. I was pleased to have been involved in the very first one when they did Les Mis the first time around, and it's a wonderful opportunity for students in high school age and below. In fact, David was in that very show as a lowly chorus person. He's moved up. With us also is the producer for this show, who's been involved at some level in all of those shows. And I'm going to ask you, Todd Salen, to sort of stand in a bit for Suzanne Aldridge, who's the stage director but couldn't be here with us. What have you seen during the course of rehearsals as the progress of this particular cast, you know, turning from high school kids into, well, high school kids, because for once, the high school cast actually gets to play kids who are supposed to be in high school.
Well, as an observer, the role that I play as a producer, I can say this. This is a show where they have to be serious from the beginning of the first note until the end of the show. And for a high school kid in particular, they're not used to it. They're used to horsing around backstage. They're used to joking around, having fun. And, you know, you can't do this show if you're not in character for 2.5 hours. You just can't turn it on and turn it off because it's so complicated and relationships are complicated and the dancing and the singing. So what I've seen is this maturity in the way that they're acting and learning to be a serious actor, something you're familiar with as a professional, but something they're not. This is a job almost for them, as opposed to just a fun summer in theater.
And I saw one of our singers sort of mouthing, "I'm not in high school anymore." You thought I didn't see that. I pay attention to things. Zach Benner in the role of Bernardo, who's leader of the Sharks, which is the Puerto Rican group, Puerto Rican students. Although, you know, we don't, when you see the music, you don't really think of them as students somehow. You just think of them almost as hoodlums, I guess. So if you're not in high school anymore, what are you doing here?
well, just recently graduated. I was kind of just making a joke, but...
Well, that's fine. But no, that's fair enough. You graduated. You're officially no longer a kid.
In some ways, yeah.
Becky moved out from his parents' house 2 weeks ago, so he's officially not a kid.
And also with us as the leader of the Shark Girls is somebody I worked with in a show long ago, Fiddler on the Roof, Ariane Cohen as Anita. Your brother and sister, if I remember right.
No. We are lovers.
Oh.
That would be me and Maria.
That wouldn't be a student production, wouldn't it?
That's for next year.
So who are? Oh, that's right. Bernardo and Maria. Okay, I got. Oh man, it's been a while since I've seen the show. I guess I'm going to have to go out and do it. You have a song together you're going to do with us?
Yes, we do. We are going to
do for us.
America.
I've heard of that one. From West Side Story, the CUTC production opening on Thursday at Parkland College Theater in Champaign.
Puerto Rico, you lovely island of tropical.
keep pineapples growing, always the coffee blossoms blooming.
Puerto Rico, you ugly island, island of tropic diseases. Always the hurricanes blowing, always the population growing. And the bullets flying. I like the island Manhattan.
I know you do.
Smoke on your pipe and put that in. I like to be in America. Okay, my name.
City of San Juan.
I know a boat you can get on. Bye bye.
Hundreds of flowers in full bloom.
Hundreds of people in each room.
Hey, mamacita.
Automobile in America. Chromium steel in America. Wires built well in America. Very big deal in America.
That's where the chorus comes in, I'm guessing, right? Big, big, big dance number. And Ariane Cohen as Anita, Zach Benner as Bernardo. Nice job, both of you.
Thank you.
I have to say, Zach, that I was almost thinking, I'm actually forgetting who played your role in Leonard Bernstein's own recording of this. Aaron Kaplan, do you know offhand?
Bernardo.
Yeah, this is not a test, but what I was getting at is it actually reminded me a little of Jose Carreras in there, who actually plays Tony. Do you know who Jose Carreras is?
The guy who plays Tony?
He's actually a world-famous operatic tenor, which is a compliment. That's really, I mean, both of you, really nice job with that. Yeah, you're just past high school, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep working at it, buddy. I don't know what you want to do with yourself, but those are some chops there. Aaron Kaplan, I mentioned, is orchestra director for the show. I've never heard. Who's the vocal director for West Side Story?
Andy Hudson is a student at Illinois State, and he's our vocal director for the show.
And, of course, Suzanne Aldrich is stage director. I wonder if she did it, because she could have easily done the vocal direction for all this, being a drama director at the Champaign Centennial High School. And tends to do everything for those things. Do we have another song? I bet you we do. Mm-hmm. And?
I'll be performing Something's Coming.
He's switching microphones here. This is the solo microphone here, David Kessler, as Tony from West Side Story.
Could be, who knows? Something due any day, I won't know right away. Soon as it shows, and make 'em cannonballing down to the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock. Open the latch, something's coming, don't know when, but it soon catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down the river, come on, deliver to me.
Will it be? Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, don't be shy. Meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach. Maybe tonight, maybe tonight.
Man, I'm jealous. What a falsetto.
Yeah, well.
Some have it and some don't. Yeah. No, it's beautiful. David Kessler as Tony, Something's Coming. Which I always thought was one of the more curious and ethereal songs of the show, somehow or another. What goes that's leading up to that? What goes on that's leading up to that?
Well, I just talked to my best buddy, Riff, and he wants me to help the Jets out and go to the dance and kind of battle the Sharks in some way, and I had just told him that I feel like something's really going to happen in my life, and I don't know, and I'm kind of drifting away from the Jets, and then he leaves and says, you know, maybe you're thinking of is going to be at the dance, and so I sing this song, and who knows, maybe it will be, and it was.
How about that? Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, this show needs a lot of spoilers, right? I imagine most people do know West Side Story, or at least know something about it. And if you don't know that, and you know Romeo and Juliet, you get a pretty good idea of what happens in this show too. It's a remarkable remake of that story. Checking our time, can we do a short? And you have another song, with Kate, right?
Yeah. We can do One Hand, One Heart.
Yeah. Well, you're going to melt my heart if you do that. used to be sung at who knows how many weddings. I don't know if it still is or not.
Still is.
Kate Myers as Maria with David Kessler as Tony. And it goes on, but our time doesn't, unfortunately. I'm glad we had a chance to hear some of that. Beautifully done by Kate Myers and David Kessler, and also with us Ariane Cohen and Zach Benner. And you can go out and see the whole rest of the student production cast of West Side Story, put on by the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company at Parkland College Theater. It opens on Thursday, runs through the 26th with evening performances at 7:30, with the two matinees on Sundays at 2:30. And for more information and tickets, you can go to cutc.org. Thanks very much for everybody for coming in today.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our broadcast today is made possible in part by Cranert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting audiences to enjoy Cranert Uncorked, a weekly free wine tasting almost every Thursday at 5 p.m. in the lobby. For more information, CranertCenter.com. And we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. This is Live and Local on Illinois Public Media, WYNL-FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois.